Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes with you from Inside Carolina. And Greg, on Tuesday, Carolina made public the NCAA's response to Carolina's response to this NCAA mess. And if it sounds confusing, it is. Greg, what does this newest letter from the NCAA mean for North Carolina?
It means we are one step closer to the resolution to this whole fiasco. What North Carolina released on Tuesday is purely procedural documents. When North Carolina delivered its response to the third notice of allegations back in May, the next step was for the NCAA enforcement staff to write up a response. It's called a written reply, kind of a statement of the case, and they are to deliver that not only to the involved parties, which UNC of course is, but it's also for the Committee on Infractions hearing panel. And it basically just provides kind of a detailed outline of exactly what the enforcement staff is claiming in the notice of allegations. We did not get this document back in 2011 for whatever reason, so it was nice to see it this time, provide some insight into what the NCAA was thinking. But this is just normal fare for what happens in this procedure. Next up, of course, is the COI hearing, which will take place in Nashville, not Indianapolis, but in Nashville, August 16th and 17th. Bubba Cunningham, of course, and his staff will be there. Also, Larry Fedora, Roy Williams, and Sylvia Hatchell have been asked to join. That's pretty common for these type of events, but we are one step closer to a resolution in this case that's been going on for about 7 years now, Tommy.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.